Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. It's me, Lazy Llama, so man of the stars, or whoever you want to call tonight. It is me, and I'm here. And tonight is sponsored by Lindman's Kawara Merlot 2014. I've already got a quarter of it in me, and it already gave me the idea to start this episode. So let's just go along with that, and let's put some music on, shall we? All right, some nice music. So tonight's episode is going to be about Black Sheep. That's right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, Black Sheep. You know them, you love them. Are you a Black Sheep? Come on, put your hands up. Put your little black hands up. Were you a black sheep? This is going to be about black sheep. And what a black sheep is, basically, is somebody who just doesn't fit in. Come on. You know you are a black sheep. Come on, you're listening to my show. There's a part of you that says, you know what, I'm a black sheep. You know, I didn't do what no one told me to do, or I disobeyed what everyone else around me said to do. You know? Are you that? I know I am. And that's why I'm sitting here with a goddamn bottle of cheap Merlot, playing music and asking the world if there are any black sheep. Come on, you black sheep. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. You're not terrible people. You're not unloved. You are not the unwanted children of whoever. You are loved. Well, if you haven't been loved, come on my show and be loved. Come on, come on. Come on, all you fancy, fancy pants, crazy ones out there. Did your mommy and daddy want you to be a banker and you turned out to be a freak? Well, come here, you freak. We're all freaks in this together. We're all trying to live in a world of craziness. You know? It seems in this world, if you don't tote the company line, if you don't say, you know what, I'm going to be rich and famous, or, you know what, I'm going to be one of the Joneses, if you don't do that, you don't get married, you don't have kids, or you're considered not normal, you're ostracized. Why is that? And why is it that I need alcohol in me to have the courage to come onto a radio show, my own radio show, and talk? What inhibitions within me do I have to talk? And yet I need alcohol. I'm seeing a very strange world being erected all around us. A very concerning world. And I'm very concerned myself about what's going on in today's world. You know, I'm seeing a police state. You know, it's a police state, really. You know, when you When you think about it, the world we're living in is, you know, crazy. You know, you need a license to drive. You need legal fictions in this world in order not to be hassled. By the way, go to losethename.com. There's a lot of stuff about legal name fraud, and if you want to find out about how that's been using that to entrap us, it's there. Just don't act out too quickly and drive off in a vehicle without license plates and shit straight away. That takes quite a bit of thought to do. Make sure you're ready to do something like that and you have the support of people around you before you do that. But if you're doing that path and you can do it, God bless you. Yeah, we live in a world where we have to pay to be alive. Any kind of unique expression is frowned upon. By the way, this is going to be a 30-minute episode. If I haven't passed out by the end of it, I'll make another one and we'll continue it on and we'll do another 30 minutes. I'll see how it goes. So, for you black sheep out there, call on in on 646-787-8230. I am not sure of the BTR number. I think it has a little clicky thing. You click on it with your Skype thing and then poof, like magic, you appear and you can talk to me. You can talk to me. Come on, come talk to me. I'm lonely. This is me and a bottle of Merlot here. I want to talk. I want to talk to someone, to any listener out there. We can talk and discuss. We can discuss any matter you want to talk. What? Were you a black sheep? How was it for you growing up? In school, were you bullied? Were you ostracized? Did your family want you to be something you didn't want to be? Were you loved by your family and they still wanted you to be something? Were you hated by your family and they still wanted you to be something else? I don't know. Come, tell your story. What's your story? My story is, I live in the 21st century on Earth. I live in a world run by the insane, where you have to pay to be alive, where basic things such as food, shelter, and water, human rights, basically, you have a human right to access to clean food, water, and shelter. I think every human being should have that human right. It's basically a privilege. And if you don't have money, you're starving. And I know I've touched upon this many times in my prior shows, but I'm gonna bring it up time and time again. The Lazy Llama Show is about you. It's about you. Because in one way or another, we're all looking for an answer. We're all looking for a way to live life in a way that is, one, we can live in a sane way where we don't have to fear of being punished. We don't have to live in fear of not having enough food, shelter, and water. We don't have to fear about some kind of external authority out there. Yet we live on this kind of very kind of world where all this has been happening for so long. Perhaps it's me. Perhaps it's the Merlot talking as it floods its way through my system. Jesus turned water to wine for a goddamn good reason. He was 2,000 years ago talking to fucking... Could you imagine what people 2,000 years ago were like? I'm not trying to dispute or prove the fact of a man named Christ in some Judeo-Christian sort of thing. Whether he existed or didn't exist, there was an allegory or a metaphorical story, I don't know. All I know is that this planet is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. It's so crazy, in fact, that I'm called crazy. No, I'm the crazy one. No. Oh, look at Man of the Stars. Look at him talking on his internet show. In his room, in his little abode, talking. Why isn't he out getting married and having a job and getting a fancy new car and a big screen TV to watch the football on? You know why I don't do that? Because the world's full of shit. The world is full of shit. There's a yearning within me. A crazed yearning within me to live in a world that works for everyone. Where there doesn't have to be starving kids in Africa. Where you don't have to work a 9-to-5 job just to stay alive. Where you don't have to be a slave to some external authority. Where we kind of live with some kind of equilibrium within ourselves and within the environment around us. And yet I see a world in which that's not the case. And only it seems to be a world that is revealing itself as one of insanity. Police shooting men in the back as they run away. Police injustice, cruelty. A system hell-bent on destroying all that is good in the world. Is this the world I want to be a part of? I'll be honest, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know anymore. This radio show has been truly and honestly, and I'll be vulnerable here to whoever's listening, whether that's in the archives or a live listening. I have wondered the fate of humanity. What is the destiny of the species, of us, as human spiritual beings? Where are we going? Because all we have to do is look towards the stars. All we have to do is look towards the stars. We are so much deeper. We are so much more profound than what has been taught to us through school, education, and religion. Through gender roles, whether you're a man or a woman. Oh, you're a man, you're supposed to be tough. Boys don't cry. Have a spanner set, have a ratchet set, fix up that engine. You're a girl, you're supposed to be pretty and make, you know, bake and all that, you know. Men and women, let's stop fighting. This is a call. Not just about the system, but I mean on the ground level, we're men and women. We have male and female bodies. And I don't know what it's like to be a female in this life. But this is a call to you ladies out there. There is no patriarchy of men out to kill you. This is a system of death. So instead of fighting against your males, against your brothers and your fathers, that we're the oppressors, no. Let's stand together, united. United. We all have a shared human experience, don't we? And I feel that is so much more deeper than any mantra. You know, a lot of the mantras are very eloquent and almost celestial, you know? But they kind of forget about a humanness. A very delicate humanness, what it is to be human. Teaching, because they don't teach that in school, do they? When you go to school, they teach you mathematics, arithmetic, and English, and I don't know, what else? But they don't teach you what it is to be human, do they? Do they teach you about your first heartache you'll get? No. They teach you the birds and the bees. They teach you sex ed. Does anyone remember sexual education and how awkward and mechanical that was? When I remembered it, it was a snicker fest for me. They showed a cutaway It's hilarious how bad it is, but it's this cutaway of this human body, of a male and female body, and it's cut down the middle. Okay, here's the penis and the testicles, and then you got the woman and she's got her vagina. It's all cut away, and they'll show a cartoon of this caricature having sex. These man and woman having sex together, and you're just trying not to laugh because it's so funny. You don't know why it's funny. You know it's funny because it's taboo. You can't help, and the teachers are giving you stern looks. Ooh, you've got to be serious and be writing notes about this shit. Ooh, I better write this down on my pen and pencil. Ooh, he's inserting his penis in there. Okay, yes, I'm learning much about sexual education. And even the way they teach it is so mechanical and dry and devoid of any real fucking humanity. You see, we're not mechanical beings. We're human beings. We are human goddamn beings. We feel love. We feel fear. We have lust. We have secrets. We have things we keep within ourselves and things we share. We have hopes and dreams. And they don't teach us this in school. They teach us stuff so we can join the workforce. Everyone, join the workforce. It's the workforce time. Workforce time, get your good grades and come on time. See, that's what school's about. Not becoming a full human being, but becoming a limited human being. Think about this for a moment. And I probably have touched upon this in my first show, but I'll say it again. You go to school, you sit on in a box-shaped desk, staring at a box blackboard, looking outside of a box window, daydreaming. And you do this for X amount of years. And you get a car, and you sit in that box-shaped car with a box-shaped window, and then you go to work in a box. Most of the time, if you have an indoor job, it's a box. So you go into a big cubicle, and you go to a big building or a place, and you sit down and you fill out paperwork, boxes and boxes and boxes, and then you go home in your box-shaped car, and then you go to your house in your box-shaped house, and then you sleep at night in your box-shaped bed, and you get up, and then you know you go to the mirror and you brush your teeth in your box-shaped mirror, and you turn the TV on to the box-shaped news, and then you get in your car, and you go to your box-shaped car, to your box-shaped work, and then you have your life constructed by a calendar, which in itself is another box. Boxes upon boxes upon boxes. And you do this over and over and over again. You do this until the day your physical body dies. And then they get your physical body, and then they put it in a box, and then they bury it in a box-shaped hole in the ground, and they put a box-shaped grave over it, and they say, this is your life. He lived, he worked, and he died. Or she, whoever. Don't want to alienate my female listeners, or my male listeners, or both. Maybe you're both. Maybe you like to dress up in ladies' clothes. And that's fine, too. That's perfectly, I think that's okay, too. You know, I think... we have been so shaped into thinking into a box, into a construct of somebody else's ideas, whether it's through religion, and even in the truth movement. Let's start thinking, how does this information relate to me in an objective reality? I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just sharing what I feel is true to me right now. We live in a strange world, ladies and gentlemen. We're tumbling through space, through the vacuum of space, and we're here on this planet run by lunatics. And deep down within our soul, we know this is all fucked up. It's fucked up, isn't it? So goddamn fucked up. Jesus turning fucking water into wine. He must have needed to pull some magic trick off there just to get some wine, to get the edge off the idiots he had to fucking interact with back then, eh? It's like, oh, jeez, there's no booze shops around there. So he had to get water and turn it into wine. Because, oh, fuck, please, something, you know? Who knows, maybe Jesus was fucking, you know, he was a bit, he was frustrated, you know? Who knows? Who knows? We have a commonality in our humanness, don't we? We really do. I think we do. I really love this internet thing. It's amazing. I couldn't do this years ago. I can do it now. I can host my own show. It's amazing. Look at this idea. The ideas humans have, you know? We're so remarkable. We're just given a fucking chance. You know? Imagine what could come out of us if we were given a chance just not to worry about being fed and sheltered. And worrying about having money. What would you do if you didn't have to worry about... What are those new things such as money? Let's just say, example, money ceased to exist. All ideas of money just went out the window. And we have instead just, who knows? Who knows? What would exist without money? What would your thoughts and feelings... What would you think would happen? You know? I don't know. I personally don't know. You know what I think is going to happen on this planet? I think we're at a very unusual time right now. I think I think we're at a turning point. And I hope it for the better. I truly do. Because I can't see this world running the way it has been for thousands of years, the way it has been. You know, oh man of the stars, you're being way too, you're being way too naive. Am I? With the system we have, works. It works. I promise you, it works. Really, does it? Does it work? It works as good as a fucking duct tape holding a 747 engine in mid-flight. We know it doesn't work, and we know that we don't have the full answers to everything. All of us. I can say we have our versions of the answers. I wish we could all just unify together, humanity. Put our little differences aside for a moment or a minute. And talk and discuss without debating, masturbating, as they say, which is what debate is, and really discuss and share. You know, really come to a point where we can, as humanity, can move. But I feel myself personally, I feel. We're dealing with a lot of external forces that tell us that we can't do this, we can't do that. You know, you're not permitted to do this. You know, look. I'm not advocating any kind of Mad Max universe of every man and woman for themselves. No, I'm advocating a world. Excuse me. I'm advocating a world that works for everyone. In accordance with free tenets: harm no one, cause no loss to another, and do not impede the free will of another. What if everyone went by those rules? Those basic moral fabric: do no harm, cause no loss, and don't impede the free will of another. And when you look at this planet, that's what the system does to everyone: is harm, cause loss, and impede the free will of you. So we already live in hell. I'm sorry, there is no hell that exists out there after you die. We live on hell. It's called the system matrix. We live in hell. The planet Earth itself is very beautiful. It just has this terrible thing on it, and I wish we had some divine intervention. That's my drunk wish for the night. You know, I have a quarter of a bottle left. I have 4 minutes left on my show. I'm going to be the Merlot philosopher for the night. I'm going to make another 30-minute show. I'm going to have a 5-minute break, or maybe even not even that, and I'm going to create another show after this, because I'm really enjoying this, and I really want the chance for any caller out there to call, caller, please, call in on 646-787-8230, BTR number is on the little Skype thing. You just click on the live show link, and I should link you into my show, and I would love you to be on my show. I would be most grateful if you could join me on the show. Only constructive, if you have something constructive to say, please come in and say it. I don't bite. I'm a very friendly person, and I would love you to have your feedback. Remember, this is about you. Not just about me, some drunk guy sitting here with a bottle of Merlot. Come and make this show a little bit interesting. Come. It's okay. There's no one. I hardly have many people listening. And that's okay, because this is not about a wide audience of 10 million, like the mainstream media. No. This is a show about you. Are you listening out there? Hello? Coming in there, Roger. Oh, well, I'm going to have to bring out one of my imaginary characters. I'm going to bring out Larry with Lisp. Okay. Next caller. Hello? Hi. I'm a big time listener of your show. I so love your show. It's great, your show. I just would like to have something constructive to say about your show and how you could improve it a little bit. I think, basically, we need some magic on this show. Like if suddenly dust crop, excuse me, I'm so sorry. No, please continue. What were you having to say? If dust crop is full of DMT and THC, would just bombard every city out there in the world with DMT and THC and joints. And the money system was to be destroyed, and I think everyone would have the lazy llama within them. Thank you, caller. What's your name, by the way, caller? I'm all of consciousness, baby. I'm all of consciousness, and I'm talking for you, and you have 90 seconds left on the show. Ah, my sweet child, how you have yearned and how you have seen. Seeking it here and seeking it there, seeking it everywhere. My love for you is so great. Because I see you seeking. We all have a seeker inside of us. Seeker within us all. I'm going to end this show a little early, and I'm going to start another one immediately after, because I'm on a real fucking roll. Hurrah!